Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Your host, James, joined by Melissa.
Hello.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun this hour. We're going to Iceland. We're going to talk baby names and the 25 baby names that have been banned in Iceland. And maybe a couple of outside the lines, of extra ones.
So curious about why. I'm just, it sounds interesting.
It's quite interesting. We'll get into that. I will try to say a Dutch word later.
We will That's see always that fun goes. Adventure.
Foreign
words.
See what happens there. But we begin with entertainment news. And of course, the sub show inside this show is the Dolly Parton news ticker. The Dolly ticker.
The Dolly ticker.
So Dolly Parton just opened up a new business in Nashville. Her wine brand, Dolly Wines, moved into the Assembly Food Hall. And now you can celebrate Dolly while getting a little tipsy. The food hall has over 30 places to eat as well, so it's a great meeting spot if you're ever in the Music City.
Wow.
Sounds like it's even a great place to go for, like, meetings.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And here's what the Assembly Food Hall website said about Dolly opening up the shop. Quote, drawing from her rich musical heritage and her ethos of inclusivity, Dolly wines are crafted to be easy drinking, lighthearted, and vibrant. Enjoy a taste of Dolly's warmth and spirit with every sip made just for you and this moment.
Wow.
Wow, that really sold it. That really, wow. That was pretty good.
She's got a great marketing team. I got to give her that.
Like, I mean, incredible marketing team. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And pretty smart move. Anytime you're opening something and you're doing something, if you can make it accessible to other things. They learned this real quickly with sports stadiums. And the Olympics kind of taught us this. For decades, countries would get the Olympics. They'd build these big old stadiums and then not know what to do with them afterwards. To this day, you've got stadiums sitting out there in like Italy and places, in Rome and places like that are not being used. They're just overrun by wildlife and everything. So they started to realize once we got to, American sports is rising and we're getting these big old stadiums. Well, I could play music in that stadium. I could do this in that stadium. We're using these things for other purposes.
Right.
We brought that to another business level in many ways, where we have, a wine shop opening up or something that also can work as a food eatery or at office meetings or any of these things.
Right. Do cooking classes or?
I mean,
you're hard pressed nowadays to find something that just stands on its own as this one thing.
Right.
I'm not even just talking
Everything has to be multi-use.
I'm not even just talking about business. Just everything in life.
Right.
Everything in life, when you think about it, is all mashed up now.
Well, and that makes sense to use it, for if you have the space. I mean, one thing we always are complaining about is there enough space, now, which is ridiculous in this country, to be sure, but I mean, it also builds community. That's the thing about it, is that anytime you have a space that can use for a lot of different things, the library, Midstate, they use that for a lot of different things. Using this space also builds community, which is, so important.
Entertainment has been doing this for quite some time. The world of merging radio and TV, or I should say newspaper and radio and TV, TV and movies, and certainly now with those things in the internet and those combining those worlds.
Yep.
I've mentioned this many times. Radio is big in this, where we use the DC example of the station out there that is politics in the morning.
Yeah, and what they call it. Yep.
And they do jazz at night. It's two very different things, but it works so darn well.
It does. Very popular.
This is how these things, these industries adapt to modern times. That's what people want, more bang for their buck still.
That's true.
That's where it goes.
Stretch that dollar.
One of the things that I have looked up to about Adam Sandler throughout his career is, being a self-made person, getting his own breaks in this world. And once he got those breaks, not pulling up the ladder, but lowering it down for other people. There's very few times you've ever seen an Adam Sandler production that didn't involve one of his friends or somebody he has a close tie to or family members or something like that. And then he started he left SNL and he started to get bigger. Now, I've been watching Adam Sandler since he was on a little TV show called called Remote Control.
Wow.
Where it was a game show on MTV, and he'd come on and do this, these little characters and stuff. This is way before Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. So I've loved this man since then. I've looked up to him since then. And maybe the biggest thing I've looked up to about him is the way he dresses. If you've ever seen me, I take Adam Sandler's style very seriously. I try to dress... No, I'm joking.
I was going to say, you could have picked up Bettnell.
It ain't much different. I don't dress much different than Adam Sandler. Let's be honest.
To be fair, it's true.
But this is one of the things that I think has always been charming about him, is that he's never put on airs. Adam Sandler has always been Adam Sandler, to the point where he dresses, he'll show up on The Tonight Show in sweatpants.
Right.
Like, it's hard for him to be comfortable doing these things. He is not a naturally comfortable person on stage. When you see Adam, it's usually as a character. Mm-hmm. When you see Adam talking to Dan Patrick, somebody he's known for decades and he gets along with really good and likes, he's still shy and nervous. Dressing comfortably helps him do these things. Mm-hmm. That's part of where this begins. When you think of Adam Sandler, you can't help but think of his impeccable fashion.
Right.
Yeah, a baggy t-shirt and basketball shorts and all of that. But have you ever wondered why? Sandler recently said that the whole baggy clothes thing started as a joke when he was young, and he says he used to be really getting into shape.
Oh,
really,
okay.
Really buff, yeah. And all this. He purposely hid it so when he take his shirt off at the beach, everyone would be surprised. It was a joke. It was a gag. As he got older, he realized that made him, like the baggy clothes, mm-hmm. made him feel more confident and comfortable, or more comfortable. I wouldn't say confident. But he never necessarily like had a bad body or anything.
Right.
He just wanted to kind of, it started with a joke.
Right.
And it kind of led to him, as he got more and more famous, it being something that he could kind of, in a way, get more comfortable to hide behind.
Right.
But now at 58 years old, he has a different and relatable reason. Quote, now I go loose because it should be hidden.
Well, when you get to a certain age, you know, you change. Your body changes as you get older.
It's time to hide the body. Yeah. It's time. I love that story, though. Well, that's a great story.
I mean, the man wrote a song about a red hooded sweatshirt. Doesn't that explain his whole fashion thing? It's comfortable, right? Yeah. Red hooded
sweatshirt. And as a man, he could get away with that his whole career.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Melissa.
Women cannot. And actually, there's a comedian that I follow, Sarah Millican, I think is her. I don't know if I'm saying her last name right.
I think so.
But she gets criticized for her clothing, for her weight, for all of that. And she pushes back against it, which I appreciate her for. Mm-hmm. She's not wearing baggy sweatshirts
and
jogging pants. She's wearing nice clothing, but she still catches flack for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which ain't right. Hopefully, I do hope more and more comedians like her come out and start dressing that way and start pushing against that. I do think that the biggest rebels in entertainment are in comedy. Period.
Yes. I would agree with that.
There's no musician. There's no Sid Vicious or you take the most rock and roll musician you can think of, Ozzy Osbourne, and put him next to George Carlin, and there is two different worlds of rebels. There are two different worlds of people who push back. It is in the nature of great comedians to push back. Mm-hmm. So on that regard, I think that we couldn't look at the horizon and think that that's going to happen eventually. Right.
Sinead O'Connor was one of those musicians that really did push back like that.
She pushed back hard.
And she paid for it.
She sure did, unfortunately.
Nominees for the for the 2025 MTV Video Music Awards dropped yesterday. Anybody? Anybody
that's
knew
still
that?
A thing?
Anybody? Okay. Yeah. There's two questions. One, did you know about this? And two, did you know it was still a thing?
Right.
Lady Gaga is on top with 12. She is followed by Bruno Mars at 11 and Kendrick Lamar with 10. I could have done this same headline like 5-10 years ago.
You could have. You're right. You're not wrong.
Other top 10 vote getters get Sabrina Carter, Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, The Weeknd, and Bad Bunny, and Jelly Roll, Ed Sheeran, Miley Cyrus. Again, I could have done this list quite a bit a while ago. There's actually a country category this year for the first time. Mm. All country fans will be happy to hear it. That's interesting, I think.
I didn't know they didn't have one, but wow.
Yeah, a little late.
Yeah.
A little late on that one, MTV, you know, but
to be fair, there was a whole country, there's like a whole channel that did that too. I mean, it's country music television. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. And the VMAs air live on September 7th on CBS, MTV, and Paramount Plus. Okay. And there is a big time rumor that Britney Spears is going to perform.
Oh,
so we'll see.
Cool. Well, that she kind of made her those videos are what kind of made her career, so that makes sense.
Just looking at a couple of categories, I would go through Video of the Year, but none of them have been seen. Song of the Year, Alex Warren, Ordinary, Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather, Doshe, Anxiety, Ed Sheeran, Saffron, Gracie Abrams, I Love You, I'm Sorry, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die with a Smile, Lorde with What Was That, Rose and Bruno Mars with ATP, Tate McRae with Sports Car and The Weeknd, and a Playboy Carter with Timeless. Did anybody know one of those songs? It's the only reason I read them.
No.
Anybody? I knew one. I knew one song. I knew one song on that list. That was it.
Yeah, one sounded familiar, but I know all the names.
The names at least. Well, some I didn't know. I have to admit that.
Now, but. How about that? Best. We'll do Artist of the Year and Best New Artist real
quick.
Okay,
all right.
Artist of the Year, Bad Bunny, Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar, Lady Gaga, Morgan Wallen, Taylor Swift, The Weeknd. So we knew all those.
We knew all those. Yep.
Yep.
That's putting Morgan Wallen on that list is so pandering. It's so pandering.
MTV. I mean, they're kind of in the business.
One of the most pandering artists I've ever heard in my life. The only reason Morgan Wallen's not more pandering is because Blake Shelton exists. That's it.
James with the hot music takes today.
Best new artist, Alex Warren, Ella Langley, Gigi Perez, Lola Young, Somber, and the Marissas. I don't know what I just said.
You know Ella Langley.
I do Ella Langley.
That's from WIRI, but yeah.
By the way, Ella Langley deserves a hug. She just always sounds so sad to me. She sings. I love her voice. Okay, Ella? I like her voice.
Yes, but she's a good singer. Yes.
And wrapping up, we're talking Wednesday, and that is premiering today on Netflix. It's the second season premiere of Wednesday is up there for you if you want to check that out. Wendy's transformed one of its locations in California into a Wendy. Wednesdays.
Oh, Wednesdays. Oh.
To promote the season two of Netflix.
I like that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
A writer for tropicalfruit.com went to check it out since it was the one day only. It was a one day only thing. Waited a bunch of hours to get in. Wendy's also gave everyone a limited edition pin and a preview of the Meal of Misfortune, which came out today at every location nationwide. That's a good name for that.
Yes,
that's a good name.
Yes.
It includes a rest in 10 piece nuggets. Cursed and crispy fries.
Okay.
A Raven's Bloody Frosty. That's vanilla with dark cherry swirl.
Ooh, sounds
and
good.
Two mystery and spicy dips of dread.
Mystery, even better. Ooh, okay.
Dips of dread.
I'm not a chicken nugget guy, but the rest in 10 piece chicken nugget is such a good line. I kind of want to do that.
No, seriously, I want to try those sauces, the dipping sauce. I'm going to go to Wendy's, I think, at some point here. I want to try this.
Every meal also includes a plastic purple spoon with a raven and a design on it. That's kind of
cool.
There
you go.
I love when marketing teams really push themselves and they really try. You can tell. And whether this was successful or not, I don't know, but I love the attempt.
Me
and
too.
I think that just the attempt alone, we wouldn't have been talking about Wendy's this morning, more than likely, without this. Like, that's a cool story.
I love that. That's good stuff.
That's pretty cool. I really am curious where this goes. Because the popcorn bucket has come back, and more, like, I guess the Galacticus popcorn bucket is the most popular of all of them now.
That would make sense.
Like, there's a bunch of different things like there that could be done creatively if they just push themselves, if they don't just give in to the easy ones, you know?
The physical collecting of things is kind of coming back. Because it went away for a while, you know, because we had badges, all right? Yeah, who wants badges, you know, on their video games or whatever? Yeah. You know, there's all these things. Oh, you can earn these badges. I think people are going more back to the physical things like this. Pins, they mentioned.
Yes.
At that one, you can have pins. People can collect pins. People love to collect pins, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, good. These are all really good ideas.
I like it. I like it. I apologize, everybody. I was a little distracted. I pulled up the WFHR.com. I was just taking a look at some of the articles that I got to catch up on, and I was bookmarking them. I encourage you to do this. Be caught up. Get over to WFHR.com right now and sign up for our newsletter. We got a new edition premiering tomorrow at noon for you. It's been hard at work. Melissa, how's that going?
Oh, it's going great. You know, the more we have people sign up and give us feedback and click on the links in our newsletter, the better it gets, the more attention it gets.
Yes, which is a good thing.
some really good articles there from a lot of our civic media staff and, of course, our in-house staff here. Appreciate the work everybody is putting into that, especially what you're doing, Melissa. Keep up the great work. We encourage you to get over to WFHR.com, sign up for that newsletter. You'll have a new edition in your email box tomorrow at noon.
I do want to point out something new or newer on both of our websites, on WFHR and WIRI, is we now have a community calendar on there, everybody. And I'm not just bringing that up because I just yesterday learned how to put pictures on it and made a lot of work to do that.
So you should go and check it out.
You should go and check out the community calendar. Yes, you should.
Keep in mind, all of our shows are podcasted over there, too. If you go to WFHR.com, just WFHR.com, go down a little ways to the right, you'll see featured shows. And there you can find our morning show podcasted, Playmakers, Community Stories, Rapids Report. Yep. All of these are right there for you.
Absolutely.
And we got an open house coming up, everybody.
Oh, we do.
We are, what, 2 weeks away?
We are 2 weeks away today. Yes. You are correct, sir.
We are going to be opening our doors to everybody, the whole community, and not just Rapids community, but anybody in the surrounding. You can hear us. We want you to come on down. If you've never been to our studios, we got nice studios.
We do. Yeah, They're actually quite nice. Come on by.
Shally was very impressed.
Come on by and check them out, everybody, and meet our staff. We're looking forward to meeting you, talking with you, hearing your feedback, and getting to show you the digs, getting to show you around. Along with that, we encourage you to bring the kids, because Melissa does an amazing job hanging out with the kids, giving them a chance to get an idea of what it's like to be in this world.
In the radio world, yeah.
Yes. Anybody who's interested, honestly, even if you're not a kid, kids of all ages, if you wanted to try being a radio announcer, or a music DJ, a sports announcer, morning show host, we got some scripts ready. You'll fill in some blanks. You'll record it. I'll show you how I edit it, and we'll throw it on a USB drive wristband for you.
All right.
You get to take it home with you.
Melissa, I didn't know you were training them on morning show hosting. I want to talk to you more.
Made him a little nervous now.
He's a little nervous.
I listened to Quinn's morning show.
Oh yeah.
From last year, I really think we should play that at some point leading up to just because it is so adorable.
We have to.
I mean, she was five. She's five.
It gives a perfect idea of what we're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah,
we have to.
It's in there. It's in there somewhere. I'm gonna find it though.
Along with that,
I've got it. I'll send it to you.
I think it's still in the system, actually.
Along with that, we will have a lot of our favorite nonprofits down here with a booth to be able to give out information and awareness on different topics. We're going to have a dessert eating contest that we want you guys to vote on.
We are having staff members make desserts.
It's a competition, not like eat as many desserts as you can as fast as you can.
I could not have worded that worse. I'm sorry.
But everyone gets to vote on what staff member made the best dessert. You get to try a little sweet stuff. We're going to have food trucks here as well. Well, man, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I can't wait.
And, of course, we're collecting recipes, everybody. We want your recipes as we are going to celebrate WFHR's 85th birthday. One of the things we want to do is put together another cookbook.
Yes.
Blast
from the past.
Working on that. We want your recipes for it. How great would it be to get this cookbook together? And we have recipes from so many people in the community. Mm-hmm. And years and years can look back on. And your relatives, your kids' kids can look at and say, Grandpa had a recipe in there or something like that.
I love looking through my family cookbook.
I love it.
That I've inherited throughout the years.
My dad used to read cookbooks. No one can read a cookbook like my father. I'm telling you, it's fun. It's fun listening to him read a cookbook. Oh, man.
That's what I need to fall asleep at night, too.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, can you record that, please?
We want those recipes. Get them to us, everybody. You can always email them to us, info@WFHR.com. And, of course, stop by here if you want. And we can make a copy of one or something like that.
Yeah. Make sure you include your name and the entire recipe, you know, like the ingredients and amounts and how long to cook it or the cooking instructions. We should put out some parameters. Pam was talking about that a little bit.
We'll get to that. Yeah.
And, of course, if you can't be here, we will be broadcasting live on both of our stations, noon to 2 right here at 97.5 FM and 5 to 6 over on 105.5 WIRI.
Yes.
That's right.
Looking forward to it. We'll meet you here in a couple of weeks, everybody, for our open house going on from noon to question marks. No. Noon to 6.
Noon to 6.
I was like saying
same question mark, yes.
We'll be back with more show coming up. Morning show on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Mornings at WFHR.
Summertime. and the living is easy.
Thank you, Mr. Cook. Melissa, talk about that. Yes. Smooth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. None but nobody likes Sam Cook. We hope you're having a great one out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. A couple of things I wanted to touch on here, but I want to actually go back to the story we were doing about the things that non-American things that the world highly recommends Americans do.
Yes.
In part because I think that I came across something here that
this is
pretty
wild. Yeah. Yeah.
It's called the Flessenschaffer. Ski.
What?
Ski. No ski on the end.
No.
So this is it's the humble Dutch invention, the Flessenschaffer, that's, quote, they're meant for getting every last bit of sauce or whatever condiment out of bottles, jars, and stuff. And I'm showing a video of it to Seth. And this, I can't imagine, I don't know why this is the first time I'm seeing this.
Yes, it's amazing. It's, I mean, why do we not have these?
It's nothing crazy. It's a stick with like a little bit of round something that you would think could, you know, plastic.
Go on the side of a bottle, right? Because it's rounded, yep.
Mm-hmm. And you push it into the bottle. Say you got a ketchup bottle.
Yep.
You push it into the ketchup bottle, and it you can just pull it along the sides.
And scrape it out.
And scrape out whatever's left.
It's really cool.
I want one of these. I really do. This is awesome. I don't want to go to a department store and have to ask for one, though.
Because they would be like, what?
I just sounded so old. There are people like department store. Like, what?
I'm going to pop on down to the Ben Franklin and see if they have what I need.
I'm going to go to Flesh and Pfeffer's R Us and pick up one of these thingamabobbers. You got one of them thingamabobbers? When I was a little kid, I used to think this was one of the greatest ideas I would ever have. I wanted to invent something and name it the thingamabobber.
And so people just come, hey, you got one of those thingamabobbers? Yeah.
There's somebody else to have
right
thought
here
of that. This is a pretty cool invention. I encourage people to check it out. It's quite interesting.
It is pretty cool.
That's a pretty interesting one.
What else have the Dutch been hiding from us, huh?
Yeah.
Dutch people.
Couple of quick news and notes, everybody. Wanted to remind everyone that we, our friends from the United Way, Terry John, sent over some important information to us, and we encourage you to spread the word about this. Due to the forecasted rain tomorrow, they have moved the school supply collection, the Stuff the Bus, to East Junior High School. It'll go from 11 to 1. So keep that in mind if you have school supplies that you were going to be dropping off for it. One, it's 11 to 1, and it's over at East Junior High. Now, Seth, you had a great point about this earlier.
I did. Oh, yeah. Today, you can drop them off right here, everyone. You can drop them off from until about 5 o'clock this afternoon or this early evening, and we will take it there for you. If you are not able to get there tomorrow, we can still take it. We'll take those items today, and we will get them down there tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll make sure. Make sure to drop them off, everybody, and thank you so much to everybody who already has dropped off
items. Fantastic.
You have impacted the future.
Yes, you have.
Yes.
And we are going to be out and about. They have let the WFHR and WIRI zoos out. We are going to be in the
cages
public.
Are open.
Yes. We're going to be at National Night Out tonight. We had Melissa and I had Jake on yesterday from the Rafters, assistant GM over there. Shout out to Jake and the whole staff. And we were talking about this. And it's such a great event for our community. Mm-hmm. Such a well-celebrated event. And Melissa, I know Laura's going to be down there tonight for this. And Pam's going to try to stop by there when she can and everything. But you got to do this last year, didn't you?
Yeah, I was there, and I did a bunch of interviews with our local, because there was like the police departments, the fire departments from all of our surrounding areas, Grand Rapids, Port Edwards, Wisconsin Rapids, and it's just, they enjoy these events because they get to interact with the community on just a friendly level. They get to have a good
positive
conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, you know, the worst day of your life having been in an accident or you know, some other tragedy, a fire. So I think they really just enjoy getting out in the community and talking. And the kids love the vehicles. It's just, it's so fun. And they have so many other, like, stands and community organization groups. And there's just so much to see and do. And you get a free ticket for the game.
Even better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Along with all that, there's going to be ballpark food, fun activities for all ages. It'll be going from 3 to 6 tonight over at Legendary Winter Field. Mm-hmm. Meet us there. We'll say say hi. Maybe mm-hmm. we'll have some swag down there. I don't know if we have much left, to be honest. But
we've been giving a lot of that away. Yeah. Yeah.
But we'll try to have something down there for people. And certainly want always love an opportunity to talk face-to-face with our community and hang out and be a part of this. It's a humbling thing to be able to be a part of this night. We appreciate everybody coming down to Winterfield and making our officers feel like just another person.
Yep.
Another
That's
person
right. a member of the community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. National Night Out going on tonight. We're over at Winterfield from 3 to 6. We'll meet you there, everybody. And again, keep in mind, you go, you get a free ticket to the game.
Yes. That's and fireworks right. after the game as well, too.
Keep that in mind. It's their biggest fireworks show.
It's the finale.
It?
Yes. Because it's the last home game of the season.
Last one of the season, everybody. So we'll have more on that a little bit later, but we will have that game for you, of course, right where it belongs at the home of Rafter Baseball, WFHR, 620, as they host Fond du Lac. Oh, those poor dock spiders don't know what's coming. we do. We got a news and sports break coming up for you. We're going to hear from Melissa and Mike Clemens and our great partners, and we'll come back, and we're talking Iceland and baby names that are banned in Iceland.
Banned.
That's a weird one. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego.
Iceland. Nope, didn't work. Didn't work.
Not considered a beach paradise in Iceland.
No.
Too many volcanoes there. Yeah.
The black beaches there are really cool, though.
That's true.
I've always been tempted to travel there, Iceland. Yeah. It's one of those places I have thought about. Greenland, Iceland.
Yeah.
Both of them.
People have said to have been there, they said it's really remarkable. It's a really interesting place to go.
I could not help with a topic involving Iceland going from Kokomo to Iceland, though. I couldn't help myself. I apologize.
Well, I hope it was worth our friendship. You're dead to me now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I completely understand.
That's Terry's stuff, not ours.
We have an interesting one that came to us from today.com, the morning show. 25 baby names that have been banned in Iceland. You can name your baby Elizabeth, but not Eliza. There, just as an example.
Okay.
Now, the reasoning for this is just as interesting, I think. Living in Iceland and hoping to give your baby a new name, well, you got to get approved from a small but mighty personal names committee first.
Oh,
wow.
It was established in 1991 to preserve Icelandic naming tradition, but it has been criticized for barring fresh modern names, trends, and other things.
Mm.
And if you want to name your newborn Johan or Emma or Anna, you'll sail right through the process.
Right, right.
But considering Duncan, Gray, or Reese, your babies might not necessarily get the name. There are three rules for naming a child in Iceland.
Okay.
The name must have a specific grammatical ending.
Oh, okay.
Grammatical ending.
Grammatical ending. Hmm. Okay.
It has to conform to the structure of Icelandic spelling and language.
Okay.
The alphabet does not have a C, Q, or W, for example.
Oh, didn't know that. No Walters. No Williams.
Mm. And it must not cause the bear embarrassment.
Really? That's a law? Wow.
Now, that's interesting because that's something that I feel like could change over time. Maybe when you're a kid, you don't know any better. But as an adult, you're like, hey, this name is really, it's gotten me in a lot of trouble. It's really embarrassing and everything. And I kind of, that part of this, there's the only part of this that I kind of like. It is a little weird that the way that this works. None of us choose our names. Very few, I should say, choose our names. We're just kind of given these things. Whereas, you know, you would think that we'd have a little say in this. Yeah. Just a little say, at least. I mean,
right.
But, you know, as you can imagine, the last point is particularly subjective, and only the only three people who make up the personal names committee will judge whether your child's name meets all the criteria.
Okay,
three people. How do you get on that committee?
Right?
Yeah. The power that you wield.
Over all the children in the land.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I have had some time to read up and chew on this topic and everything, so I looked into it, and none of our names are banned. However, Jamie is.
Jamie.
Ooh. Not James, but Jamie is.
No Scottish names here, thank you very much.
Mm. So that one's gone. But Melissa, Seth, Pam, Chuck, Laura, Michael, those are all okay.
Okay, we'd be fine.
But here are some other ones that are rejected, like Vincenzo. No, I had to throw that out. Duncan.
Scottish? No, what's with the Scottish names?
Yeah, see, jeez. Toby. Jerry with a J.
Jerry with a J.
Jennifer.
Another J word? Okay.
Layla.
Oh.
Amelia. August.
My nephew. Oh.
Dominic. As mentioned before, Eliza.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot. Emmanuel. Ethan. Francisco. Gray. Ian. Jamie. Johnny. Kenneth. Lionel. Mario.
No Marios.
Noel. Philip.
Luigi's okay.
Right. Ralph. Ralph.
Ralph.
Ralph. Ralph is gone.
Another English name.
That's a shame. Like I also wanted to throw this out there, anybody, if you want me to look it up, I've got the whole list here.
Yeah.
You can go to nordicnames.de, nordicnames.de. This is the actual Icelandic website where you can look into these things and find out more.
Check and see if the name you want is banned.
They even have a random names thing that can generate names for you if you're having trouble naming your child.
I like the idea of not only that, but if you come to the country and you have a band name, you have to change it while you're there.
It's wild.
I love the idea. I'm sure that they don't do that, but that'd be hilarious if they did, though. I think that'd be funny.
One of my favorite things to do in sports, especially when records are broken, is to think, well, could that record ever be broken? And then to talk about the unbreakable records. It's one of our favorite pastimes sure. in sports and everything. When I think of laws that will never exist in the U.S., this is way up at the top of the list.
Yes, yes.
We are banning apple pie before we ban names.
Right.
To the point of, we all know of some names we've come across, and it's not in a scenario you would expect. It's always in a scenario you never expect. But even in school, and a new kid shows up and they have a name, they're like, "Whoa, I didn't know we were still naming people that." Or there's so many Americans in naming. There's no country that even comes close to us
right.
with the way we name our kids.
It's the melting pot, right? It's of all the people from different from all over the world that live here. I mean, that's part of the whole deal, right, with the United States.
Who else can say they have 10 different spellings of McKenzie?
Right.
Very true.
How many Lynns we have with the middle name Lynn.
Well, you know what? You want to think about overall culture in Iceland. Okay, Iceland is a very, very small place. Right. There's not a lot of space there. They have no immigration.
It's rugged.
Yeah, it's rugged because there's not a lot of living space in period because it's volcanoes and all this stuff here. So the population by definition has to be small to live there because there's not a lot of space and with everything that comes with that.
I hadn't thought of that.
So there's no immigration. You can't go live in Iceland. They don't let people do that. And the fact that they're trying to, save the culture of their names and stuff like that, it just belies the fact that it's so small. It's such a small community in general that they're concerned about losing certain things. Is this too far? I don't know. I mean, maybe it is a little ridiculous that you can only name your kid certain things. But yeah. we don't live there, and we don't know what they've had to, deal with over the last many years, decades and centuries. But
For me, I found this to be one of the tougher ones, tougher topics, because of everything you just said there. Mm-hmm. I think that I think a country's culture and its history are some of the most beautiful things about it. Mm-hmm. And to keep that going, what you need to do that, I want to listen to. I want to hear out.
Right.
I would like this a lot more. I would be completely in favor for it if they just had a little more wiggle room, maybe.
Seems very strict, yeah.
And I don't know necessarily what that would even be. I don't want to pretend to know. I don't like it when we tell other people what to do with their money anymore, what other countries to do with their country. Right. we don't know. Unless, right. unless you lived there for a good 10 years or something. I don't know. Even then,
it's hard to know. Yeah,
that you can say. I've talked to people who spent like right out of college, 20 years in Japan, and they will be the first to tell you, I spent 20 years there, and I still couldn't tell you what this means or what that means. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can spend a long time and be embraced in a culture and still not understand it if you weren't born and raised in it. As an example, America. If you didn't grow, you weren't born and raised here, it's pretty darn hard to understand America as a whole. Maybe you understand parts of it, but sure, you're not going to get everything.
Big country. I mean, it's a big country. Yeah.
With this list, Abigail is on the list. And I don't know why, but of all the names, that one threw me the most. And I don't know why.
I don't know.
I think one of the interesting things that they include in this. Oh, did I get lost? It has to contain letters that are in the Icelandic language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the alphabet, right. Yeah.
In the alphabet. So I think that that's probably why some of these are rejected.
Mm-hmm. To that point, just to let everybody a little behind the curtain, I was two in the morning going over some of the notes for this and everything, and I was trying to think of fun different names that I could look up to see if they were banned, and I'm like, where are the Z's? Oh, yeah. not Z's, but looking for certain letters. They don't have.
No W's, yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with everybody, I had never thought of that. I hadn't thought of that with some countries, let alone Iceland or anything.
Boy, if there's an alphabet that doesn't make any sense to outsiders, the Iceland, you know, you've all seen how the capital of Iceland, you know, Reykjavik, is spelled. Doesn't look like nothing Reykjavik like at all.
No.
The way you're supposed to pronounce it. So it's a tougher language to master as well.
It's a pretty interesting story. You can find out more if you want to go to today.com and look up the particular article. And again, of course, if you want to look up names in general or just any of the above, if
sure,
you're just
why
curious,
not?
NordicNames.de, NordicNames.de. You can go ahead and look it up.
It also includes
there.
The year that they were rejected. I think that that's cool.
Thank you, wow. Melissa. Yes, I forgot to mention that. I thought that was really rejected on June 7th of 2023 or whatever it is. That's really interesting.
And some of them have been rejected more than once or approved. Like Christine was rejected in 2001 and then it was approved in 2002.
So even that's flexible. It's not a dead thing.
With
yeah.
They
revisit
it's
them.
It's not the
yeah.
same three people every time.
Of course not. Years. Yeah, that's right. So. Well, you're going to get different opinions.
You know, and it's not as if the culture hasn't been big here in this country for a long time.
Yeah.
I think that this is understandable on a number of levels. I think as far I bring that up in part of like them wanting to keep their culture alive, seeing other countries embrace the culture, whether it's a number of different things.
Yeah, right.
I think that you see the importance of your own in many regards. Mm-hmm. In that. You see yourself in other people's eyes off more times than not.
Exactly. It's not a bad way to look at yourself sometimes, too.
That's very interesting. We will take a quick time out, come back, and wrap up the show, The Morning Show on WFHR.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James taking it to the top of the hour, wrapping up the show for a Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody.
Mm-hmm. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me...
Okay, we can be friends again. That's good Beach Boys. Yeah.
Got to win over the crowd. That's the first rule of entertainment. Yes. We appreciate you joining us, everybody. We got a fun lineup for you throughout the rest of the day. A bunch of great civic media programming lined up for you. Stick around for that. And join us at WFHR.com, where we've got a new episode of the Rapids Report that will be streaming for you a little later this afternoon. Joining us today, Sheriff Sean Becker, Wood County Sheriff's Department.
Nice.
Sean takes it so seriously. He was here early.
He was here an hour early.
I'm just teasing him. We got, of course, our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media also in with us today. We're looking forward to hanging out with them. Got plenty to talk about with Sean, and he always brings plenty to talk about. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that interview. And I'm sure we'll talk about National Night Out a little bit as well. Mm-hmm. A quick reminder that we will be at National Night Out. WIRI's Laura will be over there. She's going to be down there with a booth.
Yep.
Come down, say hi. Pam's going to try to stop by a little bit, too. And it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it. Join us for National Night Out tonight over at Witterfield for a fun evening with community partners. It's going from 3 to 6. They're going to have police squads, ballpark food, fun activities. And if you attend the game, you get a ticket to see the Rafters win their final home game of the season against the Dock Spiders.
Yeah.
Those darn Dock Spiders with their docking and their spidering. Let's get them.
Step on them. Step on them.
Get them.
Don't let them get away.
We are looking forward to being a part of that night tonight. It's, we're looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to broadcasting the final home game of the season for your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Now, the Raptors do have a handful of games left in the season.
They do.
And they will be broadcast right here, but our final home announcement will be tonight, and you can catch it after Playmakers, your perfect tailgate into Raptor baseball. We'll be here 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI. Sports director here in the studios, Michael Comer, going to be joining me today. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to lead off, I'll tell you right now, we're leading off with the NFL and ESPN merger, or the deal that went on there.
Yeah,
and getting into
might as well be a merger.
Yeah, getting into the details of that one. We're going to talk about that, and of course, talk Raptor baseball and have some more fun. Join us today from 4 to 5 and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for Playmakers, where we speak sport, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. And Raptor baseball, 6:20 tonight, opening pitch. Mm-hmm. And Seth, it is Wednesday. We know what that means.
Why, it's time for bingo.
Bingo over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Bingo starts at 6:30. Go over there, have some fun. Support our friends over at the Elks Lodge and all the great things that they do there.
And
we got something else here. Because, baseball after tonight may be over at Witterfield, but that doesn't mean it's not going to be rocking.
Yeah.
Yes, we've got, what is it? The Glam Band.
Yeah!
The picture of these guys, I love it, man.
Oh, it's so
these
good.
Guys are so good, man. Gates open at 6 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, Monroe, the opening act, will be there. And then at 8:30, it is the Glam Band. Get your tickets at raptorsbaseball.com. This is a rock out for a good cause with the Glam Band. That's coming up on Saturday, everyone. And that's going to be a fantastic show. I think that's what we need. We need more concerts at Witterfield.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting. We had fun talking with Jake about that. We'll be hyping that up as we get closer and closer to it. I will let everybody know I am working. The next episode of Unlabeled is all hair metal and glam rock.
Ooh.
I haven't done. I've done 31 of these, and I haven't done one featuring that.
That's
music.
All right.
Got to do it. Yep. So be on the lookout for that. Everybody will let you know when that one is going to premiere. Also wanted to give everybody a heads up about a blood drive that is happening in town here on Friday. Friday's the 8th, right?
The 8th. Yep. You got it.
It's going over. It's happening at the Wisconsin Roads Fire Department at 1511 12th Street South, right here in Rapids, 1023. Be sure to mark that on your calendar if you get a chance, and donate if you can. We greatly appreciate all of you out there that do. Thank you so much. And I wanted to make sure to mention our great friends over at the Historic Point Boss have their murder mystery whodunit coming up.
Ooh, always a fun time.
This Saturday, one of the cooler, funner events to happen in all of central Wisconsin is happening. It's the whodunit. Mm-hmm. We had on Mike and
Luke
the other day to talk about this on the Rapids Report. Go over to WFHR.com and check out that interview if you didn't get a chance to. Man, they do a great job. They're so awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just turn Mike's mic on and just get out of his way. It's so great. And it's a fun time. You get to be whoever your favorite detective is.
That's
from
right.
From Sherlock to Columbo to anybody. You get
Bulldog
to be
Drummond.
Yes.
There's an old one.
Yes,
Bulldog Drummond.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agatha Christie.
I mean, Claudia Duluth.
Angela Lansbury.
No, yeah, well, her name was
Nancy
Jessica.
Drew.
Nancy Drew, good
that's
one.
Good, the Hardy Boys.
Jessica, what was it? Jessica Walters?
I forget her last name.
Her
it was Jessica
name.
Something,
it
though.
Was
yeah.
Jessica something, though. Yeah. All these characters you get to be as you go around the wonderful crew and team there
DJ
that they
Hooker.
Have. Hey, nice.
Hooker's a good cop.
And get to ask Spencer. Spencer for Hire. There's another one. You get to ask these questions and really try to figure out who done it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because somebody turned up dead in the bunkhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is a locked room mystery. Those are some of my favorites.
Yeah.
This also pulls from Wisconsin actual history
and
teaches that in the same time. And these prices are from the 1800s.
Yes.
Because
right.
they do not change their prices over there. That is very important to them to make this affordable for the community.
Yes.
They do that to have our back and to keep this history alive as having our back. Mm-hmm. Let's have theirs and show up at these events. Make plans to be at the Historic Point Boss's Murder Mystery Whodunit this Saturday from 2 to 5 at 364 Wakely Road in Nacoosa.
Mm-hmm.
That's
going to
be an awesome event. That's going to be a lot
good
of fun.
Good stuff.
And if you're a member of Historic Point Boss, it's free.
It's free.
Yeah, keep
so
that in
I always
mind.
Consider that. Yeah, yes. Becoming
you,
a member.
When you sign up for that, that's one of the things that you get. I encourage you to do
any
that.
Any of their events, you get in for free.
And Seth, you mentioned this earlier. Today is the final day to drop off school supplies right here at the studios, if you have them. You also have a number of other locations in town to do so. You can find those at uwswac.org. Go to the United Way's book website and check that out. Along with that, keep in mind that the United Way has also had to change their location.
Tomorrow, yes.
Yeah, they're going to be at a different location tomorrow. So just keeping in mind, and I just wanted to make sure to get this right and pull this up myself. So due to the
it's going to be raining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, due to the forecasted rain, they have moved the school supply collection, Stuff the Bus, to East Junior High School for tomorrow. It'll go from 11 to 1. Spread the word about this. Everybody make sure that our whole community knows that there is a new location.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep in mind that we, of course, got that open house and our newsletter and all this stuff coming up. Everyone.
Lots of stuff happening, man.
So many things.
The joint's jumping. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Get on
Cram
over.
Cram it all in before the end of the
summer, right? Summer. Yeah, the school starts.
And as we wrap up with good stories of the day, I just one more time wanted to thank everybody that came down to audition for On Golden Pond.
Made your job hard.
Thank you for doing that. We will be announcing the cast sometime this afternoon. Be on the lookout for that. You should be getting an Illinois phone call from me. Otherwise, we will have it on the website and have it on social media sites. And no matter if you get a role or not, we'd love to have you backstage. And we really want you to come back down. Never stop auditioning. Never stop auditioning. And get your tickets. We got an incredible main stage season ahead for you.
We do.
At WRCT. And it kicks off with On Golden Pond. Get your tickets for it and find out more at wrctheater.org. wrctheater.org. And thank you again, everybody. Wildlife officials in northern Wisconsin helped a bear that got a jar stuck on its head.
Oh, no. Aww.
People are saying it was a real-life Winnie the Pooh.
I was going to say, that's immediately what I thought of.
If you are that bear's friend, are you going to give him a hard time? Like, I mean, man, we're trying to break stereotypes, and you're just out there just embrace
your head in a honey jar? What are you doing?
Why don't you just walk around with a shirt and no pants?
Yeah.
Like, just go ahead. Just completely all. Or are you going to steal a picnic back next?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, wear a weird floppy hat and a bola tie or whatever it was Yogi wore.
We are trying to break the bear stereotypes around here.
You guys, it smelled like cheese. Like cheesy poofs.
That does smell good. All the other bears are And staying in state. A Wisconsin restaurant owner named Chad Trainer is in the news after a bunch of teenagers stepped up to keep him in business.
Oh,
he owns a place called Urban Olive and Vine. That only hires teenagers. He has about 30 of them on staff, and he says he likes them because they soak up information and want to do well and work hard.
They do.
Nice.
And last September, his wife Carol had a grand mal seizure and was in the hospital for 8 months. Sadly, she didn't make it, and she passed away in May.
Aww.
While all of this was going on, Chad thought he might have to close down the business, but without even being asked, his employees banded together and ran it for him.
Wow.
These teenagers, again, they trained each other, bought supplies, and came up with new specials. Some of them showed up at 5:30 in the morning to open and do prep for work each day before school.
This needs to be made into a movie.
The only time they allowed it to close was so that they could go to Carol's funeral.
Oh, wow. That's an amazing story.
I want to cry now.
Yeah, it's getting me. It's getting me, I'll be honest.
Fantastic.
Chad told a reporter he watched them turn from teenagers into adults.
Yes. Wow.
Loves them for it.
Wow.
Wow, what a story.
There are good things out there, everybody.
They are.
And they're even closer than you think sometimes.
Yes.
Great show, you two.
You too.
You too, Dean.
Be good to each other out there.